Okay, it's Matt and Simon on a Sunday afternoon. Good afternoon. Lots coming up. We've got Simon's Top 10. We've got What's That Noise? A Song to Lift Your Spirits. Oh, so much. But first... What are you getting me for Valentine's Day?
Just a smile and a handshake.
Okay, this is Wham. I'm your man.
I'm taking a hike to Tahiti.
Right, said Fred, deeply divvy. You're secretly a fan. Not so secretly now.
No, I'm not ashamed to say. I don't know why.
Because you look like them.
But
share a common trait.
I'm not quite as bald as the brothers Fairbrass.
Yes.
I don't share their physique, unfortunately.
Well, we don't know what they look like now, do we?
Indeed, I suppose. If the years have been unkind to them, then maybe we do look a little bit more similar. I was going to say, because there's lyrics in that. There's obviously lyrics in that song. It's a song full of lyrics. But I was going to say...
You're a mess, man!
With your cycling, you've got legs that go on for miles and miles.
What? Are you chatting me up?
No.
Is that what the purpose of this has been?
I was just trying to make a connection between you and the song.
I believe they're still, certainly 5 or 6 years ago, they were still fairly big in Germany and other parts of Europe.
Because you were in Germany not so long ago at a building site in Dusseldorf, weren't you?
And they were all singing Right Said Fred tracks. Anyway.
Well, there you go. Informative and entertaining. Neither of those two things. Matt and Simon.
Right, so, Chris, what do you think this noise is?
I know what it is now.
Oh.
But I said something else.
What did you say, originally say?
Australian singer.
Didgeridoo.
Yeah. But I know it's a rain stick.
A rain stick?
Yeah, it makes that noise. I know it's a rain stick.
Well, that's a great answer.
But you're wrong.
I'm wrong?
You're wrong. I'm sorry, you're wrong.
Oh, me? What is it then?
Andrew, repeat your answer again.
It is an aerosol, and it's the ball bearing...
Andrew,
yeah.
is it raining in Long Melford?
No, it's
it's definitely sunny. Definitely wasn't a rain stick.
Don't
mock me. I'm not mocking you, Chris. We love people who listen.
Thank you both of you. Thank you both of you for taking part. BBC Radio Suffolk online in FM. We had other answers.
We did. I'm not a mocker. Not at all.
So earlier, I was shocked. I don't very often get shocked. I'm quite open-minded chap. Particularly, you don't shock me. I've kind of been through all the emotions over 15 years or however long we've known each other. I've been through it all with you.
Yet you were shocked.
I was.
I shocked you.
I was shocked.
Can I talk about it? Matt owes me £20, right?
You see, you've shocked me. To actually say, you owe me £20. Show up, it wasn't any kind of gentle banter into it. I guess it's a sign of our friendship and that anything goes.
It's not.
I don't know. Call me old-fashioned.
I think you're trying to create a conflict where there is none. Matt owes me... Who hasn't owed somebody money in the past? It's fine. It's all fine. You're very kind. Let me know. He owes me £20, anyway. And I looked in my wallet earlier
I've lent you so much, and I've never mentioned it again. I've just let it go.
Emotional... You can't get back emotional support. You've just got to accept it. I looked in my wallet and I hadn't got any money or indeed my debit card to get myself a sandwich earlier on today, and that reminded me,
as a flash,
Matt owes me £20, and I don't want to shilly-shally around, because talking about money is a bit vulgar.
But usually, I've known you for years, I know with other people, you dance around the subject for hours. Normally, if there's someone else you owe £20 to, you would dance around that subject for probably 5-6 hours, knowing that you actually wanted to ask, you owe me some money.
Like they were some kind of maypole I would skip around them. But maybe you could see it as a tribute to how close our friendship is, and that I don't need to skip around you like some kind of dancing marionette. I can just come out with it and say, oh, by the way, Matt, that £20 you owe me. What I got in response...
Does it occur to you I want to be danced around? Does that even enter your head? You don't care about me no more.
Maybe I don't, to be honest. £30.
Well, that's a job that I think you should maybe go for. I think it would suit you.
£30. 45. 45 pence. 45 pence. 45. 45. You see, I could go on.
You couldn't you? I know
and
you
on,
could.
And on and on and on.
So, end of the first hour. We've got lots more coming up in the second hour. We've got Fickle Finger, Factual Stimulus. We've got Dripping in 90s. I've moved it forward a decade.
Had 50. Had 55. 55.
Supertramp. Dreamer.